At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck ISIS in the dick. How about that? Fucking Eagles of Death Metal to kick off the podcast. I don't know if that is that some sort of tribute to the folks that were in France there at the fucking Eagles of Death Metal gig. Maybe. I don't know if it means anything come from me. However, bend that song up your asshole, ISIS, you fucking dicks. Get a light. Do you know what I mean? What are you doing? Is no one riding you or something? You know? Maybe if you didn't hang out in fucking groups of dudes praying all the fucking time, you might get some puss. Calm down a bit. Jesus Christ, do you ever smoke weed? Do you ever smoke weed and get the ride, ISIS? Because you fucking seem like you have too much time in your... Do you know what you need to do? Just be less... You know what I mean? Just... You're too, like, get up and go. Just fucking sit down, relax. And then you're like, do you want to go kill a bunch of people for no fucking reason? And then they'll be like... I don't know. I just had a pizza and smoked some weed, maybe. I don't even smoke weed, but what I'm saying is, you know, maybe smoke some fucking weed, relax. You know how many ISIS boys walked in that Eagles of Death Metal and were like, let's kill everybody, and then they heard the tunes and were like, I could stay here, to be honest. You know, there's a drunk girl over there shaking her titties all over the place. I might just relax instead of fucking shooting all around me. Like a fucking coward. What is that? Like, how far, I've said this before, how far do you have to go before you have complete psychopathic tendencies? I talked about this yesterday. Like, if you weren't used to violence, if someone, like, you know, if someone broke into your house and out of panic, and you stabbed them, right? In that moment, you're like, fuck you, you're not going to do anything to my family. And you went, and you stabbed them, right? How, you know, even though you felt like you had to, and you're probably within your rights to, you're probably going to go, oh, that didn't feel good. Did it? As it crunched through his fucking rib cage. I'm going to be thinking about that for a long time. Let's go to therapy. Now, how do you go from some fucking normal dude to being an ice? Now, fair enough. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's places, you know, in the Middle East, Syria, what have you, where people have joined this fucking thing because horrible things are happening to their people. You know, from getting bombed by America and Britain and whatever. But, like, can they not fucking differentiate? It's like, does that immediately make you a complete fucking, like, serial-killing lunatic? I wouldn't be into it. You know, I'm pretty sure if there was people I wanted killed, I'd still want, you know what I mean? I'd still be like, yeah, but maybe let someone else do it. I don't really want to go over there, sever the heads off myself. But then again, it's probably not the truth. It's probably all those fucking white dudes that they convert. They're the most dangerous ones. You know what I mean? The ones look like me with a slightly longer beard. What happened to you, mate? Oh, well, I was getting bullied at school and I spoke to some dude who was like a bit radical Islamic and all of a sudden I was like, ah, sweet. Sweet, bro. I'll do that. That seems like a grip. You know when, like, you know when people become goths? Probably against their will, but it's like, listen, they're all fucking freaks. Let's join in. I don't know. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Jumped into it, ill-informed, uneducated there for at least fucking 2 minutes. Not knowing what the fuck I'm talking about. Probably in an echoey room right now. Hope that's not too fucking annoying for you to listen to. I've sworn a lot already, which is strange considering I have to do a BBC radio recording tonight where I have to do a stand-up set that's clean. And do you know what, BBC? For the fucking money you're paying out, I'll say whatever the fuck I want, and some dickhead who's probably getting paid more can beep it out. How about that? British Broadcasting Company, you fuckwits. Couldn't organise a fucking, I don't know, shit in a portaloo. That's not a good fucking expression, is it? Get that beep button ready, you son of a bitches. Colin, could you maybe not talk about sex? Yeah, it's a 15-minute set, mate. What am I going to do? Get right into it. Do you ever, like, mate? Do you ever jizz on a phone? I don't know where I get this reputation from. Colin, I know we're going to book you for a gig here. Could you maybe not do any homophobic or stuff about disabled? When the fuck did I ever do that? You wee queer spastic? It's too early in the morning. I'm all beans this week because I had a very, very sore throat. So I did. I had a very sore throat now. I mean, we'll get back to ISIS later, but I had a sore throat because last week we went out for girlfriend Maureen's birthday. You know, you're like, oh, I bought some very expensive boots for you there. And then you're like, we're going out. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not wearing the boots out. I'll keep them good. And I was like, fuck, what? Like one of them lunatics keeps the cover on their couch. If I had brand new shit, I'd be like, player, look at these snakes, bro. Let everyone in the fucking limelight stand on them. First of all, what was I doing in the limelight? I don't know. First of all, what was Maureen doing in the limelight? She's probably too old now, let's face it, over the hill. But her sister was leaving to go to New Zealand, so we're like, all right, let's all go out to the limelight. Geddes is walking around like somebody's dad. Here, are you here to pick up my son? chocolate tequila. That's the biggest farce in that place. Can I get chocolate tequila, please? Yeah, it's essentially a milkshake or something. You're probably sweating out more alcohol right now, Colin. Correct. I'm very, very drunk. I was very drunk in that place, and I tell you how stupid it was. You buy a drink in that Katie Daly's in the middle, and it's like regular price, and you walk 10 feet to the left to the bar, to the other Limelight, and the drinks are fucking like a fraction of the price. So the joke's on me, really, isn't it? I was stupid, Colin. Buy one round in here. I was like, fuck me, that was £6 for about 12 drinks. Go in the next place, buy two drinks, and I was like, that's £13.50. I was like, bro, you cannot be charging. That's how I crack up about it. Like, why the fuck is the... You know, someone asked for a vodka and orange, and I bought vodka and an orange, and I was like, why is the orange the price of the vodka? You know, I would be happy... First of all, I'd be happy enough if you... wrung out of an old dishcloth, because it's not for me. However, why is it not just emptied out of a carton over some ice? You know, why does it have to be the wee, oh, do you want this little bottle? Let me pop this little bottle of freshly squeezed orange jizz. Imagine it was called that. That was like the, hey, give us a glass of orange jizz. It's been a strange start for this one. What have I to talk about? Oh, so, yeah, we went to the Limelight. I spent a lot of time in a smoking area, which I don't normally do. I wasn't smoking, but I used to smoke, and I used to spend a lot of time there. And I was in a smoking area talking to people smoking, and then I went home. I say I went home. We went back to girlfriend Maureen's sister's flat, where there was everyone was crashing, because this was like a fucking... See, I'm too old for this shit. Shouldn't be doing that. You know, that's the antics of an 18-year-old. But we fucking passed out drunk on this pile of, like, duvets on the floor. And, the window was, I don't know, basically woke up the next day with full-blown Ebola of the throat. And then I was thinking of the things I had going on this week. I was like, I have to do a radio recording. Lavery's is Wednesday. I'm gigging in Oma. Whoop, whoop! On Saturday. You know? I was like, I can't really afford to have no voice. So I attacked that fucking thing like an animal. I spent... No, it doesn't sound like much, but... I spent £16.50 or something... in a chemist on throat pills. You know, it doesn't sound like much, but, you know, I was like, what's that? I said, the girl was like, listen, I have a very sore throat and I can't really afford to lose it at all. And she goes, no problem, do you have flu symptoms? And I went, nah, not really, it's literally just the throat. Feels like I've been sucking 100 AIDS cocks. And she goes, all right, pet, I know exactly the feeling. And then she went and got got the squirty thing, goes to the back of your neck. Which is a goddamn fucking wonder drug. When you get a... It's not very often you get a drug or a piece of pharmaceutical shit that works. Like, I was like, that throat is super stingy. And then you get this shit that tastes like fucking WD-40. And I was like, right to the back of my neck. And then it says, like, squirt 8 times. I was like, bro, for sure make one that just does one squirt. I'm sitting there like... Just cum shot into the back of my neck. And it tasted like pure fucking windoline. And then... But immediate pain relief. I was like, Jesus, why don't they invent that for just... Like, I remember having a fucked up tooth. It wasn't even... It was like an abscess. The tooth looked fine, but something beneath it was fucking up because they didn't do a root canal when they should have. And they just patched it up. And I'm sitting there on a Saturday. You always get toothache at the weekend. You never get it midweek. I'm lying there like, oh my fucking God. Why wasn't there just that thing where you just go, tss? Like, why isn't there just, like, freezy squirts? That's what I'm going to call it. Nummy squirts. Why is there not, which is also the name of a gay porno. Why is there not nummy squirts that I can just, tss, on your tooth and it just, just murders it for like an hour. And then you wake up again. The only thing I could do is drink cold water, let the fucking thing that was inflamed kind of relax a little bit. I don't know. Fuck it. So got all that, squirted the shit out of my throat, and basically just lay there, just kind of relaxing. Just did nothing, really. You know, watched the fucking world fall apart there. Essentially. Watched it fucking fall apart. Argue with people online about stuff. So yeah, essentially that was it. We have finally a date of release for Late License, the show we've been working on. It's this Saturday, the 21st of November. It's going to be on at 9:30, I think, after the rerun of fucking The Blame Game. The rerun of The Blame Game. Why don't you just fucking give us a longer show and not rerun it? Who gives a fuck? I mean, it's easy to get your confusion with your frustration confused with the production company you're working with, and then the BBC. You know, the BBC, I'm going to go out there and say it, BBC, even though I'm going to record for you tonight. You lucky bastards. You're getting everyone on a fucking sweatshop money. People think, you know, oh, you're on TV, mate. You must be loaded. No, absolutely not. You would honestly get fucking more money. And this is just, I'm not picking on any, this isn't like a derogatory thing. You would get more money in a job like working in Tesco's or McDonald's. And I'm not even being funny. Like if you had to shoot for a month, if you had to shoot for a fucking week, you would maybe get like a month's wages that you would get in like a Tesco's or a McDonald's or something. Which I know are the reference points for shit jobs. They're not shit jobs at all. I know people fucking, you know, like started at McDonald's and never really left until they sorted themselves out with another career because the money's fucking decent. Why not? But it's just, it's unbelievable. Like you get sent these figures and you're like, is this TV? You know, is this, like, see if you're in America, you would fucking get a development deal. And I've had development deals at Channel 4. And it was fuck all. It wasn't much to talk about. They give you money to make a pilot. Or not even a pilot, a teaser. And by the time they do that, the money's fucking gone. Are you just yapping, Colin, about the lack of money in TV? I sort of am. But that'll teach me for not having a real fucking job, won't it? But you go to these things and you record and they're like, yeah, there's your contract. And you're like, bro, am I making the tea for a week? What the fuck is going on here? And I'm the one that would give off about it, you know? They'd be like, oh, we're going to offer you this. And I'd be like, listen, fuck Cole. I did all of the fucking work. I've written it. I'm in it. I'm probably going to be half directing it with the cameraman. You know, I've arranged the fucking locations. I've arranged the props. I've essentially produced it. Mr. Producer, who's getting paid to produce, and I'm not. You fucking dildos. But I'm see, there you go. I'm confusing the production company with the BBC. Here's the deal, right? And I'm not trying to. These are just the facts. The people that are in this fucking late license show, between me, Shane, Kieran, whoever else, everyone has quite a substantial fucking social media thing. So surely you would think, right? The normal person would think, we've got a show coming up. It's got some people who have quite a bit of a following on it online. Why don't we find some money, you know, have a budget for promotion on their social media, and we do it like a month and a half before, 2 months, and we start dropping clips, and we ramp it up, and we fucking get everyone psyched about this thing, and then it comes out, and it's really successful. The numbers on the iPlayer are way up, and all of a sudden, the BBC are going, what a great success that was. Let's make it again. You would think they would do that. That's what you would think, wouldn't you? But this time, it's literally on Saturday, and there's nothing. Like, a small sort of listings thing went up on the fucking BBC website. Late licenses on. Who's on that fucking website ever? Who gives a shit about BBC? Where they're like, let me go on the BBC's website here and double check what sort of viewing there is. Oh, it's late license, I'll watch that, and then fucking ring up and complain because someone said the word Jesus. Hopefully it's good. I haven't seen any of it because they just kind of whipped it away and went into post-production, which I probably should have been doing, but whatever. Do I have a control issue? Yes. So hopefully it's good. Begley's in it. Shane's in it. It's funny. Kieran's in it. Funny. Teresa Livingstone. All them ones. Hopefully it's great. It's out Saturday. Am I going to see it? Nah, mate. I'm doing a gig. Professional as fuck. Here's my dates coming up, guys. 17th is tonight, Sunflower. Live at the Sunflower, which is stand-up and interviews put together and put on Radio Ulster. where nine people hear it. So I'm going to do that. And then I'll probably have the copy of that, and then I'll post it, and then everyone will go, oh, it's crap, because you're listening to audio comedy from a gig that was probably full of people getting free tickets. You'll get the Nolan Show crowd at a comedy gig. I didn't get the bit about Bruce Jenner. Don't fucking talk to me about Bruce Jenner. We'll get on to that later. Let me just plug these gigs. Oh, I got a new pen there. That's a good write. Oh, sweet. Sunflower Gigs Night. Tomorrow night is Lavery's Comedy Club. The best club in Belfast. Fuck it. I don't even want to fucking pretend that it's not anymore. We've got Shane Todd headlining after his Mandela show a while ago, where he fucking filmed his set, and it's going to be, what's the word, released. So he's basically doing all new material. If you want to come down and see a preview of that, you lucky cunts. I have some new material. Exciting. We also have Rory Woods. Eh? Owl Woodsy. Haven't seen him. He's all busy with his fucking new job and all. Probably got a haircut. Probably looks smart. We have Paddy McGaghy, all the way down in Valmina. He's always a charm. And then, who's the other one? Alan Irwin. Lisburn's finest. He'll be there. Recently got engaged. Congratulations. Well done on that. Could I make some sort of lowbrow joke about the way you look and the fact that you're now engaged? I could, but I won't, because I look like this. Okay? You're welcome. Now, one of the stories I heard this week, which made me titter, was there was the husband of a lady who died at 9/11 because she went back into Tower 2 to fucking rescue someone, died. She got the award Woman of the Year. Her husband, when he found out that Caitlyn Jenner had won Woman of the fucking Year, handed the award back in. And you know what? If he was here right now, I'd high-five the fuck out of him and give him a pint, even though acquiring a pint in this room with a fucking treadmill in it might be quite difficult.
That Woman of the Year. You're brave for being a fucking, going from a woman to a man to a woman.
Sort of, but like, it doesn't make it. That's it. That's all you did. You didn't achieve anything. You know, you're probably the most famous person to do that, which probably makes it okay for people to go, oh, I want to do that now. You know, you've brought it out in the open. I've heard that in fucking LA and places like that, it's become a fashion accessory to be like, oh yeah, my kid's trans. Yeah, my kid is trans. Which is fine, but so? Stop making a fucking big deal of it. You literally, you're like, I'm not. He's went from a man who won the Olympics a million years ago and then was under the thumb of these fucking fiery sluts for so long, and then was like, guess what? I'm a woman. People start paying more attention to you. And then you just get to enjoy the lovely parts of being a woman. And that sounds like I'm talking about vaginas and tits. But I mean, like, oh, I'm a woman. I get to fucking put on a lovely dress, which I can afford because I'm loaded. I can pay some dude to fucking chisel away at my face. Like he's making a fucking ice sculpture. You know, it's you get to enjoy all the nice stuff. You get to walk around high heels and be fucking 6'8" and be like, oh, hey, girls, how's it going? I killed a guy. You don't get the fucking... I've said this before. If I was a girl, I'd be like, get that fucking dress off, Bruce, you cunt. How about this? How about fucking get the dick off immediately? Get that hacked off. Get the tits. And fucking do some woman shit. Instead of just walking around like, what was that? They asked him, what's the hardest part about being a woman? And he said something like, deciding what to wear. And you're like, get the fuck out of my life. Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ. You know, I'm not one of these people who's like, I wouldn't even say I was overly feminine. I don't even know what feminist, what does feminist mean? Every fucking cunt you speak to has their own fucking rules for it anyway. Here's what I think. Is this equality? You don't get special treatment. How about that? Is that equality?
We want equal rights, but also different stuff to make us feel special.
I don't know if any of this is even right. But I've seen this thing, and it was like, they had that quote printed over like about 15 photos, and it was like, you know, what's the hardest part about being a woman? Choosing the outfit or something, or deciding what to wear. And the same quote, the same fucking Bruce Jenner quote, was slapped all over, you know, like some woman who'd been hit with fucking acid in Syria or something. Some woman being like chased down a fucking alley by a rapist. Some girl that's like fucking, you know, there's basically like a picture of a baby getting that female genital mutilation shit, which is fucking retarded! Retarded. And by the way, so is circumcision. But it's clean. Is it clean when a fucking old rabbi sucks your cock when you're a child? That's, oh, it's hygiene! Hygiene my baby cock, you fucking weirdo. Cut your sideburns off, you fucking dickhead. Ugh. All that shit. Yeah, what other photos was there? Like, you know, some woman with her big period fucking sweatpants on. You know, that is a nightmare. Isn't it? And they're going on about the tampon tax and all that. Yeah, you should just get it free. But then again, give me toilet roll for free. That's not the same at all, Colin. All right, move on. Yeah, it is a bit ridiculous that... Yeah, it's like something that you need and everyone needs and will need probably forever. And they just kind of one-up each other in these tampon companies. Like, oh, this one's better. This one soaks up the muff blood better. You can do cartwheels in fucking white jeans on a rodeo bowl and you will see nothing. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, that just reminded me of some fucking... And this is another thing I hate. See those fucking, like, they call them white knights. They're like these dudes that are like, oh, yeah, I'm really... I just like to apologize for men and to women on behalf of men and all that shit. There was some dude, some creepy guy on fucking the internet, and he was like some Geordie guy, and he's like, you know, he goes, what you should do when your fucking girls are on your period? You should buy them chocolate, feed them nice food, give them cuddles, give them fucking blah blah. And then it turns out later on, there's all these like, you know, like he's met people on Tinder, and people have screen dumped the chats that he's had, and he's basically like, trying to go to some girl, yeah, do you want to fucking ride? And she's like, no, I've just fucking started talking to you. And the guy goes off him on like, this is why I fucking hate women, because they're always fucking pretending like they want to fucking ride. I'm really... And the guy was like, I'm fucking hot as fuck. You should be lucky I'm even fucking talking to you, pet. It turns out, total fucking creeper.
Oh, here you go. Got you some soup and here's some chocolate and all. Do you want to watch fucking... Orange is the new black and all.
And then he's sticking his dick in your ass when you're asleep. Creep. Here's what you do. Oh, you're on your period? Sweet. I'll speak to you in a fucking week. Go out there. Try not to get eaten by bears. do you know what it is? No one's special. All right? Stop pretending you're special. Fucking Bruce Jenner, I'm Woman of the Year. How could he take that with any fucking, like, oh my god, I would be embarrassed. If I was like, you know, you would be so fucking, I feel like if it was me, right, if I went my whole life and it was all suppressed and I was like, I really feel like I'm a woman, and I eventually came out, I would just be like, guys, thank you so much for the support, you know, I just want to live my life as a woman now. You'd be like, fair enough. But he's all like, yes, Bruce is here. Move aside. You know, move aside all these fucking, you know, the first two women to get into the fucking Marines. Move aside all these, you know, women that have achieved loads of shit. And Bruce is in the middle going, what did you do, Bruce? And he goes, killed a guy and put a dress on. And you're like, okay, do you want the award? I would be fucking embarrassed to take it. I'd be like, no, it's enough of a prize that I get to live like this. Thank you for the support. Instead, he's like, yeah, no worries. I'll take that. I'll take that shit over these other fucking people that you may well qualify as like a hero, you might say. Excuse me. I'm a hero. Unfucking believable. Unbelievable. Bruce, you fucking lunatic. Woman of the year. What about that wee girl looking shot in the fucking head? Next minute she's doing TED Talks. Huh? What's her name? Fucking Mullally's or something? Oh, you fucking asshole! Eagles death metal. Show me your deck, Bruce. Something funny happened this week. Now that we've moved on from Bruce Jenner, Woman of the Year. What the fuck? Do whatever you want. But let's not, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, Colin, see, you did a workout yesterday. Yeah, do you want fucking BBC Sports Personality of the Year? And me going, yeah, thanks. And they're like, oh, you do know all these other cunts want a whole load of mail. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay. No, but seriously, I did 10 fucking kettlebell swings. Thanks. I didn't work out my whole life, and then I did one workout, and I'm Sports Personality of the Year. What about Lewis Hamilton? Get the fuck out of my face, Lewis Hamilton. You've some cheek. You don't even do a sport. You drive a fucking car and buck a pussycat doll, you son of a bitch. What are you going to do with this award? Grease it up? Shove it in her asshole? Why is she eating a fucking Mueller Light? Golden balls. Why is that, Nicole? We all know you have a fucking eating disorder. I mean, there's nothing like a fucking atrocity to really, like, show you how ridiculous, you know. I mean, this kind of goes back to the Bruce Jenner thing. It's like, it's such a privileged problem, isn't it? Like, oh, yeah, I want to be a woman. Oh, do you? Have you nothing else to fucking worry about? You know, is there some dude in a fucking tribe in the Amazon blow darting a fucking monkey going, tell you what, mate. Wouldn't mind sticking on some fucking earrings. No. Bigger fish to fry. Literally. Same as this fucking attack shit. Whether it was real or not. Was it instigated by the fucking CIA? I don't know. But these conspiracy theories, you know, you can make one up, make it sound fucking reasonable, and everyone goes, he's right. He's right. They just did that so they could bomb Syria. Fucking hell, like, I don't know. But see when these things happen, and they're like, oh, 30 whatever people have been killed in Paris, and then some other fucking dickhead on the internet was like, yeah, there was people killed in Lebanon yesterday, and no one changed their profile picture then, did they? And they're like, no, they didn't, and here's why, bro. Because Paris isn't a fucking war zone. It probably is now. But the reason that it was weird is because you're like, oh, that doesn't normally happen in Paris. You know, how many fucking, oh my god, on the West Bank there, someone dropped a bomb. Yeah, it's a war zone. Happens all the fucking time. Is it good? No, it's terrible. It's fucking, it must be a fucking nightmare to be there. No wonder you're coming over here doing a refugee. Oh, Jesus Christ. Insanity. People, fucking, I'm not even going to give a fuck. I don't care about the people that were killed in France because other people were killed at another time. Cool. I'm going to show my solidarity. What does your solidarity mean? You've changed your fucking Facebook profile picture? That's not solid. What is solidarity? You're not going to do anything. What can you do? Who even knows? What are you going to do? You're like, oh, guys, these sizes are really taking over. Let me go I can't do anything. Unless you look kind of brown with a beard and you can just infiltrate them and start murdering from the inside out. That's a film waiting to happen. Nobody seems to care. I also wouldn't believe a fucking thing you see on the internet. Like, there was a photo I seen after they said something about, like, oh, school was, you know, something happened to a school in Africa somewhere, Kenya or something, and they showed a photo, and they're like, these barbaric bastards. I don't know what do you call the Islamic extremists in Africa? Hamas or something? I don't know, is that something else? No, what is it? Oh, they kidnapped those girls. What are they called? Oh, Jesus! Someone will probably fucking send me a text. Oh, it's fucking... What is it? What do you call the name of the African ones? It's not Abu Hamza. Something like that. That's a guy, isn't it? Whatever. Fuck's sake. This must be the worst podcast, Lizzie. Gareth's kind of just pretended that he knew anything about anything there and rattled on about ISIS for fucking 15 minutes. Doesn't even know what it stands for, but whatever. Fair play to you. What the fuck was I going to say? I was going to say something. ISIS, Facebook dickheads. I don't even know. I don't know. I forget. I went off on one there. I should plug this thing in, rewind it, and see what the fuck I was even remotely chatting about. What the fuck was I talking about? ISIS? Huh? Who cares? I don't even give a shit. It annoys me. And see anyone that this is the theme today. You're not special. See the picture of some fucking, you know, it was like three wee English bobbies, wee English policemen with their wee stupid hats walking along beside like some rally of these Islamic extremists, and they're all holding signs like, you know, fucking Europe will burn and, you know, blah blah, we will behead Christians and all that shit. And these policemen are just, you know, walking down the side, keeping the crowd intact like it's fucking gay pride. You're like, bro, you can't get away with that. You can't openly threat people and just be like, I'm way home here from lunch. No, mate. You should have just been fucking arrested immediately and made to explain yourself. You can't do that. Like, if a big guy, like, I know there's like, the protests that go on here between flags and fucking all sorts of stupid shit. But if there was literally a group of people in the middle of the street going, kill all fucking Catholics, and they had all these threats, we're going to bomb the houses and blah, blah, we're going to behead your children, there would be fucking murder in the streets. You know, people would be arrested, you get done for some sort of hate speech type shit. You can't do that. Yet everyone's so fucking scared. It's like the gypsies. Oh, don't mess with the fucking travellers. Why? Just arrest them. They think they're above the law. I don't know. Just, is it going to turn into some sort of war? Who cares? Just MP5 them to death? Don't ever let that quote get out there. I don't necessarily... You know, I'm just like... Well, I don't know how people get away with thinking that they're special enough to be like above the law. It drives me fucking insane. Anyway, let's move on. I'll tell you a funny story real quick. There's a gate at the back of our garden, which is obviously not attached properly, and the hinge fell off, and the sheep that were in the field beside it got everywhere and shit all over the fucking shop. Did you ever stand on a sheep shit? Luminous green, bro. Looks like a falafel. Segway to another story. Decided I would make falafels the other night. This is true. Looked it up. Looked up the recipe. Looked up how to do it. Bought 4 tins of chickpeas like a fucking retard. Blended it up. Put all the spices in it. Made wee balls, this is good shit, put them in the fucking fryer, go back to look in the fryer, and they literally disintegrated. It was a fryer full of fucking, just looked like fish food, and I was like, well, I'll not be making homemade falafels ever again. Pan fried the rest of them, complete fucking waste of time, absolutely raging. Falafel rage. Cool story, Colin. Should we move on to the now that we've covered transgender people and not transgender people. Bruce Jenner, that's the only one I have a problem with. I don't know how I could take that award with a fucking straight face, honestly. Right, let's jump into some questions here. 20 minutes, I really am in a rush as fuck this morning. Gonna dojo jitsu. Favourite Benji Hunter, favourite genre of music, favourite songs at the minute. I've said this before, I would always tell people, like, oh yeah, I'm a big fan of fucking rock music, and then all I do is listen to rap all fucking day, so what can you do? Like, yeah, I listen to a lot of rap music, basically. What about this? Gangrene, which is Alchemist and someone else. Featuring Action Bronson. Suck a dick. Totes, mate, you feeling it? Fuck
that's one thing for sure, like you shit in the morning.
Pure gangster. And you know what they say about me, guys?
I don't give a fuck, yeah.
So, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of rap. Listening to a lot of Eagles death metal. Nothing like a tragedy to make you go, I'm a fan of them. Let's move on to these questions. Oh, favourite genre of music? Yeah, sort of rappy, rocky. But then just anything that's like heavy and dirty, I like. You know, like my balls. Tina. Obviously, we discussion about the KO by Home on Rousey. Yeah. For those who don't watch fights, I'm sure you've seen this clip. Ronda Rousey is basically the most famous women's MMA fighter in the world. She's reasonably hot for a fighter. She's badass. She's in movies. She's in ads. She's super badass. She armbars people. She knocked the last opponent out, albeit in a messy fashion. She's a very aggressive fighter. She comes forward. She tries to tie up with people so she can throw them and armbar them. And what happened at the weekend was she fought a fighter who was way fucking better. You know, they're basically feeding her fucking losers and she's beating the shit out of them. And then they feed her like a 10-time world boxing champion who's learned how to kickbox and has learned how to fucking counter her tie-ups and grappling. And Rousey sort of kept the aggression, kept coming forward. Holly Holm was able to keep her away with the jab, being a professional fucking boxer and whatnot. And like a dickhead, they have this thing called fight IQ, which is like being able to fight smart, being able to see what to do in a fight. She obviously went, you know, this girl, Rousey's going to come at me pretty hard, and I'm just going to keep jabbing her, keep the jab out. If she goes to throw me, I'll keep my arse lower than her arse. It's going to be really hard to do. I'm going to be able to, when she ties up me at the fence, I'm going to be able to break out. She's just a better fighter. And she's more athletic, you know. You know, Ronda Rousey looks like a girl. You know, sweet arse, curvy. Whereas this other girl doesn't, you know what I mean? She looks like a fucking athlete. And she's just quicker, stronger, hits harder, better boxer. And she knocked the fuck out of her, basically. And it wasn't one of these, you know, it was a lucky fight. It was a lucky knockout. It wasn't. She beat the shit out of her, then knocked her out with a head kick. And that fairly popped the bubble. So there you go. I wasn't surprised at all. Same as like, same when Anderson Silva got knocked out, these real dominant champions, you're like, you're getting too cocky, and half of it is just mistake, you know what I mean? You're like, what? How is anyone going to beat this person? Turns out you just head kick them, but whatever. Julie Hewitt, any more podcasts on the horizon with Maureen? I would do it if she wasn't so fucking weird about it. She's like, what do you want me to say? And you're like, it's just a conversation. You know, but then she doesn't really take anything I do seriously anyway, so who gives a shit? What are you doing calling a fucking podcast? What are you, a fucking child? Kyle Lamb, or wait, Dara McClelland, favourite actor? I don't know. Oh. I don't know, you see, I mean, you could go like, who's your favourite serious actor? And be like, they inspire me to be. But then there's people like Danny McBride or something. You're like, that cunt's a fucking genius. Everything he says is funny. I don't know, just the usual fuckers. Favorite actor? I don't know. Daniel Day-Lewis. I've abandoned my boy! Relax, bro. Although I've seen Paul Giamatti on the Amy Schumer show the other day, and I was like, tell you what, that cunt can act. He is a fucking beast actor. Big fan. Geddes is a big fan of Paul Giamatti. You've seen him in NWA, the way he's the dodgy manager. Eric! He's crying and all. Animal. Haven't sent in a question for a while, just how much did you miss me? And that's from Kyle Lamb. I missed you a lot. Does that answer the question? Kyle,
Kyle Lamb. Any nicknames based on the Lamb thing? No. What's up, Lamb Chaps? Chris McMenamin. Yes, Colin, ever thought about a podcast special as Barry or Gary? What would be harder for you to give up, coffee or alcohol? I'll be honest, the first ever podcast that I ever did was with Dan Watson. It was in character. It was a... What the fuck is that? It was in character as Barry the Blender. And I did one podcast and I was like, this is good fun. I would do this all the time. And what do you know? Here we are. We're doing another one. I mean, it's just, is it going to be good listening to that shit for an hour? I'm going to have to write it, make sure it's funny, all that wank. But you're going to know it's me anyway. So who gives a shit? What would be harder for you to give up, coffee or alcohol? I mean, you know, if it was a medical necessity, I could give up either. I don't really give a fuck, but the drink one, it's so hard to not drink when all your mates drink, and there's always some reason to do, oh, such and such leaving, this is happening, such and such who's really busy doing such and such is a day off and wants to do this, and someone else wants to do it, and you're like, for fuck's sake, there's too many fucking options to drink, and you would have to, like, I know I would have to be really fucking bad crack if I couldn't. I'd be like, no, I'm not going to go out at all because I know I will drink, so I'm just going to stay here and not drink. I really should stop. It's terrible. How much beard is needed to totally disguise chin and lip VD? And that's from Gaffer Cross. I don't know. What's lip VD? Like herpes? Imagine you don't want beard over herpes. It'll be all tangled in the fucking filth. Disgusting! I would have such a fear. I've managed to go my whole life having not had any sort of VD, thank Jesus. Just of the embarrassment that would follow it up. I mean, it would be 10 minutes of material probably if it was like, you know, I have the old going into the gum clinic story to get my dick wiped out. Nah, mate, the embarrassment would kill me. I would just die of syphilis like Johnny Depp in that From Hell film. Tina again, keen as fuck. When is the next live General Banter podcast? I've listened to the last one over and over. So good. Oh my god! I actually think the next one is January. As far as the timetable tells me, it's either the first or the third Wednesday. It might be the third. Not sure, but there'll be another one. They're sort of quarterly. We should do a live one all the time, but I mean, because we do it in Laveries and it's a comedy night, it's kind of like, do people want to just show up to see this shit? Chris McCulloch, I'm too late again. I actually sent you back a thing saying, you're not too late, go ahead, but now you are too late. So whether you send the question or not, I'm recording this, you son of a bitch. 47 minutes, I have to go because we have to go to Belfast in the shitting rain here. Labradoodles, a crime against decency and all scientific reason. Or a tortilla wrap at a Korean barbecue joint. What the fuck are you talking about, bro? Labradoodles. I mean, if you were to ask me, you're essentially poisoning a beautiful Labrador with the genes of a fucking poodle. Labradors are great. Keep them the same. They're like the best dog. Crime against decency and all scientific reason. Or tortilla wrap out of Korea. I don't know what the fuck that means, bro. Terrence Patrick, favourite David Lynch movie? I don't know. I haven't seen any. Oh, dude, you know nothing about culture. What's a David Lynch movie? I don't know. I can't... It's all that shit. Like, oh, get into it, man. I can't be arsed. David Lynch, I don't know any. How about that? Even though he was in a series of Louis, and I was like, did you see David Lynch and Louis? Don't know who he is. Helen Larvin, are you any good at DIY? I'm alright, yeah. I'm alright. I mean, you can pretty much Google anything you need to do these days, can't you? You want to put up a shelf? I mean, you'd have to be a right fucking retard not to be able to put up a shelf. Do you know what the hardest bit about DIY is? Is you're not at home where your dad keeps all the tools. Anytime you need to do DIY, it's in a place you've moved to, and you're like, fuck, he had everything. You know, you go like, oh, I need a wee, do you have a wee screwdriver? No, guess what? You have to buy screwdrivers. I had no idea. I thought I just walked in the garage. My dad had everything. That's the main problem. Aaron Willoughby, favourite bit of stand-up. I always go back to my favourite bit of stand-up, right? And I can't even really explain why it's my favourite bit. But I think I heard it, and it was just the most badass thing I'd ever heard. It was, I could play it for you at the end. But it's from Bill Hicks's Rant in E Minor, and he's slagging off the American politician, Rush Limbaugh, or whatever the fuck his name is. And it's not the content, or it's not the subject, or it's not the fucking... It's not even necessarily that... But it was just like... Just how fucking aggressive it was, and how it just builds up and builds up and builds up. And it was always something I was like, oh, that is so badass. It's so fucking venomous. And he absolutely just destroys the guy in the most violent way possible. It probably won't be funny to anyone else, but it's just one of those things I listened to. And I was like, oh, that's lethal. It's probably like listening to a song or something. If you play the guitar and you're like, you hear a bit of a song, you're like, I know this isn't for everybody, but there's something about it where I'm like, I want to be able to do that. I'll play it at the end. Will you be buying a Roy Chubby Brown's final ever DVD? Chubby hangs up his helmet. I used to love him, but I think he's outdated now and should have retired years ago. Really? You think Roy Chubby Brown is fucking making packy jokes and it's outdated? Really? I mean, whatever. I don't care. It's like, you know, you can't really tell anyone to retire if people are still going out to see him buying his fucking DVD, so... It's just not for you. Whatever. Let him fucking work away. Not my mug of pish at all. You know, it's like going, you know, do you not think fucking, you know, who's an old musician? Do you not think that, you know, like you see fucking Dave Gilmour's releasing an album from Pink Floyd there, and you're like, do you not think he should have retired ages ago? And you're like, maybe, but if some cunt's gonna buy it, then no. Like, I'm sure he has the right to still do it. If people are still coming to fucking see it, so work away. I'll not be buying it. Joe Miller, pick one celebrity to be executed live on TV, method of execution, and why? I don't know if I would really want to see that, to be honest. I mean, you talk about it like, oh, I'd like to see, I mean, no one wants, do you really want to watch someone be fucking executed? Unless it's like, Jimmy Savile or someone, but he's dead anyway, but you know what I mean? Someone in that vein. Right. Let's rattle through it. Barry Wright, UFC 193, Rousey roughed up to fuck. What should she get an immediate title shot? I don't think she should, but that's where the money is, unfortunately. The money fight is still her. But they usually give a rematch if it's like a tight decision. They fight five rounds and it goes to the other girl and they give her a rematch because it wasn't sort of decisive. Or it's a real flash quick knockout. But the girl beat the fucking shit out of her and then hit her. She wobbled, turned around, kicked her in the neck. It doesn't get more fucking decisive than that. She was untouched. Her face was fine. So I don't think she should get it, no. But I mean... You know, name other fighter to the fucking man in the street. It's like, do you know who Ronda Rousey is? Yeah. Do you know who Holly Holm is? Yeah, she fought her at the weekend. Name another fucking fighter in that division. Don't know. So, unfortunately, that's what the money is. Nathan Conthelia. Opinions on Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall. Not into it. As much as I like cooking shows, he's a bit fucking, you know, today we're making nettle fucking whatever, and you're like, shut the fuck up, mate. Cook a steak, you fucking idiot. William Thompson. I'm doing a charity gig for him. I'll plug it now. It's on the 11th of January, as far as I remember. For Marie Curie. Is it? I think so. And we shall be doing a gig in the pavilion
for charity, so come on to fuck, you cunt.
On your PB, Continental Markets. Whatever. I mean, it's fun to walk around for a second, but you're like, look at all this food. You're not going to, what are you going to do, eat it all? Let me get a giant cone of fucking churros, mate, and bug my ring. I'll be honest, last time I was at that fucking thing, I got some big sausage and a bap, and it was gross. You know what I mean? I pretended it was alright. It was rotten. Strange mix of spices. Ugh. Gordon Rugg Baker, thoughts on that SAS Who Dares Win show? I personally loved it. Mate, I fucking wouldn't miss it. Seen it last night. Unreal. The wee guy from here won, that guy Ryan. Icy cold son of a bitch. I have kind of a problem showing emotions. That's exactly the type of cold-blooded murderer we need to go in and kill ISIS, you son of a bitch. Yeah, it was great. It was great TV. I'd love to see it come back, but it's kind of like, what do you do at a game with just different people? I thought it was great. Charlie Sheen is HIV positive. Discuss. Oh my God, are you surprised? How could he not be? That's like going, Colin Geddes got diabetes. Yeah, of course he did. He eats like a fucking, like, Elvis on a death mission. Fat bastard. Yeah, fuck it. What are you gonna, does it ruin your opinion of him? Jesus Christ. Jared Moore bought a few bracelets in Thailand, if you want any. I seen these last night. Check out the fucking, I don't know, they're probably like, all the wee Thai people are like, oh my God, you're right, that thing's on bracelet, and it is, they think it's good clack. This is what they say, yes AIDS, rape cunt, ginger cunt, I love rape dick, I love smell dick, I love the cock, rape my ass, eat my dick cunt, fuck my life, piss my cock. And they're all individual friendship bracelets if you want to buy a buddy that. Hey man, we're good friends. I heart the rape dick. Good lad yourself. Are you and Mickey? if someone can remix tunes, make this song, right? I'll say it like a nice newsreader. Yes, AIDS, rape cunt, ginger cunt. I love rape dick. I smell dick. I love the cock. Rape my ass. Eat my dick. Cunt. Fuck my life. Piss my dick. Make that into a rap beat for me. Me and girlfriend Maureen are planning on going to do that sort of loop of fucking assholery next year.
Dude, I was in Thailand and we voluntarily took Rehypno, woke up with a condom hanging out my ass. It's nice of them, travelling.
So we're going to do that. We're going to go, hopefully, the sort of, you know, do that sort of like Cambodia, fucking Vietnam, fucking all that shit. Thailand.
It's exciting. Exciting.
Final question, Oisin Fitzpatrick. Are you and Mickey going to do any more videos together? Use our great crack. I mean, the problem is, I would love to. Mickey lives in fucking, did live in Derry, now lives in Donegal. So we're going to go up and visit him. I'll try and make a video of some sort. We are great crack. And I tell you what, if Mickey, if you're listening, you need to make more fucking content for people. They'd appreciate it. You'd be more famous and more people will come to your gigs, Mickey. You're very funny. Please make more videos. I'll make them for you, seeing I make them for fucking everyone. Like a dickhead.
Well, mate, you're not doing Blender videos, are you?
No, I'm too busy doing videos for other people, you fuckwit. Anyway, 10:26. Fuck my arse. I have to go here, guys. I'll play this Bill Hicks clip if you want. 2 minutes, 22 seconds. Let me run through these dates one more time. 18th, tomorrow, Lavery's Comedy Club. Shane Todd, Alan Irwin, Paddy McGaghy, Rory Woods, I'm emceeing. 21st, this Saturday, Leighton Live at Bogan's in Oma, which was one of the venues at the Oma Laughs Back Comedy Festival. And they're doing Leighton Lives now, so they start at like 11. It's going to be rowdy as fuck. And then the 28th, next week, if you're interested in a fucking Saturday gig in Belfast, get your tickets from the Book Reserve / the Thinking Cup Cafe on the Lisburn Road. We're doing a gig there. like we did last time. And it's £12, but it's bring your own fucking booze. Or you can bring a bottle of drink and buy virgin cocktails. They're going to mix you up a cocktail. You know what I mean? You go in, you're like, can I get a fucking sex on the beach? And they make you a delicious mixture of shit. So there you go. I'm going to get out of here because I have to go to Belfast in the slashing piss rain. Cheers for listening. You know, if it was ignorant opinions on ISIS or transgender people, what do you expect? You know, am I going to read up on it, be educated? Probably not. Here's Bill Hicks. Respect. Only joking, that's a rap tune.
Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Didn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one who sees that, or I'm not? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.